let's target a nearby star cluster that's easy to find, provided it's dark enough and clear enough. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. Spring doesn't exactly provide the most reliable stargazing weather. Rain and moisture from low pressure and fluctuating temperatures can really put a damper on things. But if we get a clear night, sweeping east to west in the night sky this time of year is the Coma star cluster. The Coma star cluster is an open cluster of about 40 stars, the brightest of which form a V-shape that you can see with the naked eye under dark skies. The name comes from the constellation it's found within. Coma Berenices is a small constellation that includes the star cluster, and it's named after Queen Berenice II of Egypt. It's the only modern constellation named after an historic figure, not a mythological one. Now, as far as star clusters go, this one's not that big. 40 stars is nothing compared to some other popular targets. But it is close, around 280 light years away. Other bright stars we can see tonight, like Betelgeuse, Rigel, and Antares, are at least twice as far away. And yes, you need dark skies. In the suburbs, you'll probably need binoculars or a telescope with a wide field of view in order to see the cluster. Far enough outside of town, you'll just need your eyes. And of course, clear skies. To find the Coma star cluster, look to the east around 9:30 and find the bright orange Arcturus. From there, look higher and slightly to the right. Once you see the bluish-white V, you found it. Binoculars or a telescope will, of course, allow you to see the dimmer stars of the cluster, making it all the more brilliant. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.